pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning to you across central Nebraska, friends listening on the World Wide Web, ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda set to join us live from Omaha in the state wrestling meet. Steve Anderson, Fawner Park track announcer, set to join us at the bottom of the hour as a live race meet gets started in Grand Island. Once again, greeted by fabulous weather. Another storm front rolls through, a little bit icy. Take it easy if you're out there on the roads. Just slow down. No need to fly into the store to get that Valentine's Day present. If you're headed to Omaha, take it very, very easy. Once you arrive there, safe. Nebraska basketball seems to be on a lot of people's mind this morning. We've got hockey tickets to give away. The big shot coming out of the NSAA yesterday. Douglas, live from the Quest Center, what's going on this morning?
Happy Valentine's Day, Daddy.
Oh, Doug, just such a warm feeling inside of me when you say that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can get you some Depends. Maybe that'll help that.
That'll certainly clear that up.
Douglas, I do have a Valentine's poem that I made up for you with the wrestling theme in mind.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's right.
We'll get some music ready for that here in a little bit.
I might forget it by then. You know, wrestling's underway, and a lot of good things are going on, some good starts for some teams. You know, there's very rarely any big shocks in the opening round as far as top seeds going down, but haven't seen anybody get rolled from our area. A couple of good matches, close matches, but most of your district champs so far are doing okay. And wrestling updates all day long, but there's so much going on. You got wrestling, you got high school basketball tonight, not just girls sub-district, but there's some really good regular season matchups, including I think it's going to be interesting for Adams Central to play Hastings tonight for the first time.
Doug, that's interesting. You bring up probably the girls' sub-districts. Probably the biggest game in all of central Nebraska happens to be right here in Kearney with Central Catholic taking on Ravenna, an interesting rematch from an early Hastings tournament. You see this one one-sided or one way, or is this a coin flip?
Well, they're two different teams right now than they were at the beginning of the season. Central Catholic ran into some serious speed bumps in January, and now we'll see if they're able to kind of get that taken care of. They seem to have been playing a little bit better here lately. And Ravenna, they're a hard team to figure out. They come off the conference championship that nobody really saw coming in the tournament. They've beaten Adams Central a couple of times, a very good basketball team, but then they can run into a cold streak as well. Blue Hill, I know, is a very, very good basketball team, but, you know, Ravenna's up 10-2. And they're up at halftime. Then the next thing you know, it's 25-25 going into the fourth quarter, and they end up winning by 11. So if they can get things going, it comes down to Tally Fredrickson and Alicia Stadler for Central Catholic, and Ravenna will just have to use their team effort, as they always do, and maybe a little bit better defensive team to win this one.
Well, Douglas, back to the state wrestling talk, which you were on a little bit earlier. When you're breaking down these class races and a lot of people interested in that, it looks like in Class A, Miller South and Kearney look to be the two teams to beat. Is that pretty much what everybody's saying down there?
Well, those are the top two. Creighton Prep could also make some noise. We will see what will happen, even though they finish as a runner-up to Grand Island in the district. Creighton Prep, one of those things, it's not always just the numbers, it's the quality, and that's what Creighton Prep has. Maybe they don't have the 12, 13, 14 qualifiers, but the kids they bring are very quality there. B, foregone conclusion, Omaha Scut's going to win this, and it's going to be ugly. I mean, they take the points to new heights, to new limits, and Scut has that. D, very interesting. Howells is ranked number one, then Amherst and East Butler, and all of a sudden I'm starting to hear some noise about East Butler maybe getting into this thing. I kind of think it's a two-man race between Howells and Amherst, and I think we're going to know maybe before tomorrow's semifinals where Amherst sits. But, Daddy, word has it that Amherst has been battling the flu bug this week and has affected most of the team.
Yeah, that's no good for anybody. Doug, if you go back to Class B, obviously the race for the runner-up trophy could be really exciting. I guess if you look at ratings, perhaps Boys Town. You got any other teams out there going for that?
Well, Central City is going to do their best, and they got off to a pretty good start today with 11 kids. They were 6-2 in their first 8 matches and still have some kids to wrestle in this round, but I would think it would come down to those two. And maybe Central City's building a base this year. A lot of these kids are young, building a base for next year coming down here. And we didn't mention Class C. Even though Sergeant Burwell's ranked number one, most of the talk I'm hearing is Madison, and I would have to tend to believe Sergeant Burwell did not necessarily have, even though they won districts, a couple of their kids that you might have thought would come in as a number one seed end up as a number two seed, so some of those kids are going to have to beat a couple of district champions to help Sergeant Burwell. And some nice articles today about a variety of teams. Kearney and Sergeant Burwell and Amherst all have a little write-up in the World Herald today.
Doug was also in Class C. I think most of that, the competition is coming from the Northeast with David City, Bennington, Eastern Nebraska teams, really out of our area. Sergeant Burwell is a team that will probably catch people's eye in Class C.
Well, that's what you hope for, and I know the Kearney Catholic coaches are pretty confident that maybe they can get a top-10 finish, and they went 3-3 this morning. If they're going to get a top-10 finish, they're going to have to win a lot of matches tomorrow afternoon because they look like a lot of wrestle backs. Even though they've got 3 of the semifinals, there's a couple of really tough draws there. Michael Klingensmith is the only one that would be favored to go into the semifinals tomorrow night, but the other 5 kids, they went 3-3 this morning. You know, they're all capable of winning at least one match down here, and I think even the 3 kids that were defeated today all have a chance tomorrow in the wrestlebacks to pick up a win. So, you know, maybe they'll get in the top 10 of the team race.
BNC has started, went on at 8:30 this morning. They come back with the quarterfinals of BNC at noon. Classes A and D, if you're realizing that you still got time to get down to Omaha, see classes A and D. They don't go till 4:30 and 8 o'clock tonight. Always, it's always interesting to see how kids for the first time will react down there, especially if you got to sit around all day and wait.
Well, they're used to that, though, Tony. I mean, you take a look at what they do all year long, these Saturday meets, especially the good wrestlers. They might only wrestle twice if you get some buys up there, maybe 3, but they're used to this pace. And one thing about wrestlers, they'll go sit around. They'll be wrestling in the back. They'll be practicing. They'll be working out. They'll be sleeping. You know, they've got their routine down.
Okay, Douglas. Well, we talked about the positives in the high school athletics that are going on. Now I think we delve into the negatives, and you said yesterday it's set up for failure. Nebraska would lose last night, and just like clockwork, just when you thought, Nebraska came back and tied the game up with 5.1 seconds left with Steve Harley's 2 free throws. They take the game into overtime, and you think, Missouri's got 2 players fouled out, Nebraska with the momentum at home, surely going to win this thing. Then they forget to score until a minute 31 left.
Well, you know, Missouri, as I got to listen to most of the game last night because I was traveling down and listening to Kent Pavelka, and it always sounds like the Final Four with Kent out there, even a 13-point game, but you kind of got the feeling, and that's really where I picked it up second half on. And coming back from 13, Marge had like 12 in a row in that contest. And then Missouri switched to a zone. And then Missouri started hitting everything they shot. And most of those were outsides. They were unconscious from three-point land. And then when they did have a 15-footer, you know, it was old-fashioned basketball is what it sounded like. Kids actually taking jump shots and actually hitting those jump shots. And Nebraska missed some free throws down the stretch in the regular in the second half, but still shot something like 74, 76% from the line. But, you know, when they went to the line for 2 shots, they were getting 1 out of 2 a lot. But Nebraska also was in the bonus with about 14 minutes to go in the half. Missouri thought they kind of got jobbed on a couple of calls in that ball game. But the bottom line is Missouri shot extremely well last night, and that must have been, from a second-half perspective, a pretty good basketball game to watch. And This wasn't exactly the way I would have thought Nebraska would have lost. Being down 13 to start the second half, that's the way I would have thought Nebraska would have lost this game.
Well, they shot 11 of 26 from the three-point line. You know, a remarkable percentage. I believe Kim Pavelka saying last night, their Big 12, entering that game in Big 12, they were shooting 32%. Then they come out and fire that, along with going free throw percentage of 81%, going 17 of 21 from the line. It was like they couldn't do anything wrong, and Nebraska couldn't do anything right.
Well, it's just, like I said, Tony, this is what happens when you're not a top 25 team. This is the kind of thing that happens. You don't win this. And still, the one big thing, and we've maybe mentioned this a couple of times, if you are in the Big 12 Conference, I don't care if you are Kansas or if you are the team at the bottom of the barrel, if you're Colorado or Iowa State or Missouri, if you don't come to Nebraska expecting to win, then there's a problem. Nebraska, on everybody's schedule, has to be looked at as a winnable road game, just as Nebraska looks at Iowa State, Colorado, back in the day, Kansas State, as possible winnable road games. And every team comes in to Nebraska, to Lincoln, with a little momentum, a little confidence, a little positive attitude, and it's going to stay that way until Nebraska starts thumping some people, and they just don't have the team yet, even though it appears that they are coming along a little bit.
You know, Doug, Steve Harley plays 38 minutes last night, and, you know, fine effort, great job, 16 points, 5 of 11 shooting. He was 5 of 11, and coincidentally, that's what he's listed in height, and he got two shots blocked in the overtime period. Big 12 has gotten the 5 foot, you know, if he's listed at 5'11", I'm gonna venture to guess without his shoes on and just standing flat footed, he's probably closer to 5'9". It just does not cut it in the Big 12 anymore when you're going up against, and every matchup with Missouri was 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". And it's just a very, very tough matchup for him. You can play as hard as you want. That height discrepancy, he comes back and bites him in the end. Merrick does not touch the ball in the overtime. He had 32 and 16. He didn't touch the ball.
Well, again, how many times have we said, if you watched Nebraska before conference play, you watched wild playground basketball. No, not discipline, but not disciplined play. You got kids that are playing at Nebraska that, you know, maybe aren't good enough to play at a lot of places, and there's reasons why. The focus gets lost a little bit, and then, of course, once they fell behind, they started pressing and figuring that they need threes instead of twos, but you know, that's the way it goes. And, you know, that wasn't the only interesting basketball development yesterday. And, of course, you can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis. I'm down here in Omaha at the Quest Center at State Wrestling. And Drake had their winning streak snapped last night. And Creighton loses to the worst team in the conference in Evansville. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Creighton right now has to win the conference tournament. And it's going to be the first time in a long time that the Blue Jays aren't playing in the NCAA tournament. And what a travesty that this very Quest Center will be hosting NCAA tournament first and second round games.
And they're out.
And Creighton won't be there. Nebraska won't be there. Maybe Drake gets over here. Maybe that's the local flavor that you're looking for, and Kansas comes up, and possibly as well. Or, you know, you're going to get a Big 12 school here for sure, and it'll be interesting to see. And then you got the whole Kelvin Sampson thing yesterday, and they go out and lose.
Yeah, they do go out and lose. Well, amazingly enough, you want to continue on the college basketball front, the Big 12 topsy-turvy that it is, Oklahoma State somehow at the bottom of the Big 12, now at 3-7, defeats Baylor, and Texas Tech able to get it done at home against Kansas State and Michael Beasley in really a game that was really out of, well, they got it back to within 6 or 8, but then Texas Tech will put on another run and kind of blow the doors off of them again. Doug, we've got some hockey tickets to give away, and you bring up Evansville defeating Creighton. If anybody knows the Evansville nickname of their school, you're going to go to Friday night's hockey game. We're going to give away a family four-pack right now. But, Douglas, interestingly enough, 1-888-455-3776. If you know the Evansville nickname, you know the Evansville nickname, Derek? You got her? We're going to give away a family four-pack of tickets to Friday night's hockey game. By the way, if you wear your jersey to Friday night's hockey game, you're getting in for free anyway out there. In other college basketball news, Douglas, number one Memphis improved to 24-0. They were behind by two at halftime. They go on to win 68-59. Now, I had to look up the stats this morning because I had heard a rumor on this. I believe I was watching Fox last night. I heard a rumor that Houston shot two free throws. They were 100%. They were 2-for-2 from free throws, while the Memphis Tigers fired up 32 of them. Now, I believe in the home cooking, and that's one of the reasons it's so tough to go on the road and win. But 32-2?
Well, that's what Evansville did. They were only 30% from the field and made 30 free throws in the game last night. That's half their points.
Unbelievable. By the way, Lincoln Southeast graduate Nick Baugh finished with 17 points for Creighton. Creighton actually had the lead 50-49 with 1:35 left, but could not hold on. Evansville able to go upset. Evansville 3-11 in the Missouri Valley. Derek, we've had a couple guesses. Nobody has gotten the Evansville nickname yet. 1-888-455-3776 for hockey tickets to Friday night's game. Had a couple bad, bad guesses.
Well, I'll tell you this, Daddy. Evansville, you know, they're a good poker playing team.
Yes, they are. They are, especially if you had four. if you had four and they were purple.
I'd love to have them dealt to me. Hey, you want to take a break? Because I want to delve into the awarding of state volleyball and a couple other things. How's that sound?
That sounds good, except my man's turned around to getting the winner of the hockey tickets from the Purple Aces of Evansville right now.
Okay, that's cool.
And so if we could just hold on for just a minute.
Well,
I'll
get in. You want to get into that, or would you like my poem?
Oh, boy, we don't have any music up. Do we need music for your poem or not?
I don't know. I was just going to say, you know, we can wait for music. It's your show.
Okay, well, Derek's back. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Doug Duda, live from the Quest Center, will continue on the phone, and we'll get into the hot topic of big shocker that Lincoln will remain hosting state volleyball. Back after this, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I'm Doug Duda with the State Wrestling Update here on ESPN Radio. Let's run down some of the recent winners in Classes B and C, which are currently underway. In Class C, for Kearney Catholic, they're all done in the opening round. The winners were Matt Klingensmith, Micah Poplin, and Michael Klingensmith. For the rest of the recent winners, let's take a look at Class C, 145 pounds. No winners from the area in that weight class. 140 pounds, Kevin Harders of Wood River was a winner. 135 pounds, Ethan Paragoy of St. Paul, Brett Ruprecht of Red Cloud Blue Hill, and Bruce Zurich of Sergeant Burwell were winners. Class C, 130, Mike Poplin of Kearney Catholic and Brandon Starkey of St. Paul were winners. And at 125, Braden Orrin of Ord and Joe Tickle of St. Cecilia picked up wins. At 119, Austin Wilson of St. Cecilia, Josh Albright of Ravenna, Matt Klingensmith of Kearney Catholic, and Dakota Holt of Sergeant were winners. Let's take a quick look at what's going on in Class B. At 145 pounds, winners included Nick Linusky of Adams Central and Travis Marish of Central City. Ben Page of Northwest was defeated. At 140 pounds, Ronald Reynosa of Lexington was a winner. Michael Luna of Aurora, Noah Brockmeyer of Central City lost.
Allstate Insurance is ecstatic about this.
City, along with Alex Rosevet of Adams Central and David Gonzalez of Hastings were winners. At 135 pounds, Ben Vincent of Aurora was defeated. Class B 130 winners, Jake Johnson out of Central, Calvin Fye Northwest, and Cameron Lenhart from Central City. We'll have more next hour here on ESPN.
Corporate sponsor for the 2008 Wrestling Tournament, Five Points Bank of Kearney, would like to remind you that now is the perfect time to buy a new home or refinance your current home. With the mortgage rates being so low, if you haven't thought about it, now is definitely the time. Head to Five Points Bank in Kearney and see Michelle Sawicki, a residential loan specialist. Michelle can handle all of your loan and refinancing needs. Five Points Bank in Kearney. Five Points Bank is the better bank.
We're back. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Shoot us an email anytime, douganddaddy at espnsuperstation.com, or give us a phone call, 1-888-455-3776. We did have a winner for the hockey tickets.
Yeah, Chad from Kearney knew it was the Purple Aces of Evansville.
Purple Aces of Evansville. Doug Duda joining us live from State Wrestling at the Quest Center in Omaha. Douglas, right before the break, we were going to visit a little bit about the big shock and the NSAA deciding to leave the volleyball tournament alone in Lincoln.
Yeah, 5-1 the vote. The Western representatives decided to vote against it. Kearney and Grand Island, as they always say when they deny them the bid, they always say, oh, they were great bids, competitive bids, blah, 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 blah. One of these times they need to say what you need to do to get the tournament. That's what they need to say. What is Kearney and Grand Island not doing to get the tournament? Well, Lincoln's going to keep it, and I'm not opposed to that at all. I know that probably some good income would be coming into Kearney and Grand Island. There's a couple of different proposals here, but I will say this, and I said this the first time. Grand Island, you have improved your facilities, but as long as you elect to use facilities in Hastings, I would never, ever vote for Grand Island to have it. You've got the facilities, have it in Grand Island. Hastings is not just across the street. It is 20 miles south and take the, you know, however far you want to go. I mean, how far is it from Grand Island Senior High? You know, it's 30 miles.
Right.
It's 30 miles. If Grand Island is bidding, it's not Hastings bidding. It's Grand Island bidding. And so immediately, I would throw that off the table. So that's my opinion. Grand Island, if you want the state volleyball tournament, quit putting Hastings in your bid. Fine, if you want to say there's plenty of lodging just down the road and it's the same as in Lincoln and the travel distance. And you know what? You can come back at me and say that it takes 30 minutes to get from Waverly to Pershing Auditorium. You know what? I don't care. I don't care. It's still Lincoln. It's still the state capital. That's where you lose everything. There is way too many positives in Lincoln when you're going to do that. If you're going to have it in Grand Island, have it in Grand Island. Kearney, I don't know what you're looking at there. Boy, to try and have, I guess it's coming down to seating. If they were trying to have two classes at the Health and Sports Center, they would have to be the smaller classes because say what you want about Pershing Auditorium. You know, if you're going to stick, they put Class A or Class B in there, and then they put D1 or D2 in there with them. And, there's more seating there. UNK holds 6,000, but once you get two sets of courts going, I don't know how much the official attendance would be there. I think both towns have the ability. They figured out what they got to do bidding-wise as far as, you know, making sure, well, we don't lose money and making sure we've got lodging and making sure we got the facilities. The one thing I didn't like, Daddy, from the NSAA was bringing up softball attendance falling in Hastings.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with volleyball. Give me a break. It's softball and everybody's from the Metro. That's why the attendance fell. The Metro teams don't come for basketball. They don't come for volleyball. They're not, I mean, softball, are you kidding me? Of course they're not going to come to Hastings for softball. Of course your attendance is going to be down. But guess what? Hastings has the better facilities for that.
Well, that's exactly right. One of the interesting things I thought about Lincoln is playing at the Coliseum, the finals at the Coliseum, where I believe they're going to play the next 2 years. That, as a girl growing up, just like as a young boy growing up now with the level of talent in Nebraska, your dream is probably, if you're a volleyball player and really into that, is to play for the Mighty Big Red and John Cook, and to play on that floor, on that court, where it all happens, and it's an intimate setting, and you get the center stage on that court, and I think that's one of the neat things. Now I think that's a draw for a lot of, especially small town kids that don't get to play in those big time arenas. And I think I'm just throwing out if you're Callaway, you're Axtell, and you want to go to Lincoln, you're all excited to play in the bigger gyms, the Lincoln Northeast, Lincoln Southeast, or Southwest, or wherever it may be. And then you get a big letdown by going to Pershing, but the drive is there to get to the Devaney and to play on that floor, where you have no other opportunity to play on that floor. And I can see that being the one really good thing about Lincoln.
Well, and Kearney and Grand Island, there's still a stigma there. It's still Kearney and Grand Island. It's not the largest city in the state, and it's not the state capital. And that doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just the way it is. I mean, that's the way you're brought up. That's the way you live. That's the way you're taught in school. And, you know, let's face it, a lot of the kids probably have been to Kearney or Grand Island, and if you've wanted to be. And not everybody has, you know, made that trek down to see some of the things you can see in Omaha and Lincoln and kind of complete the experience. And I know there's plenty of things to do in Kearney and Grand Island, but I don't know what they're going to have to do to get over the hump. I think the NSAA is content on putting their smaller events, if you will, like cross country, speech, debate, music, you know, things like that, softball, and moving those to kind of appease the cities that deserve to have some of these events.
Well, I was a little bit surprised the bids came in so very, very close together. If Grand Island or Kearney really wants this thing, wouldn't they offer another $10,000, you know, above and beyond to separate themselves a little bit?
Well, that's That's an interesting point. I don't know. You don't want
to. I mean, if it's that important to your community,
you don't want to get in a situation where you're purchasing a state tournament. I don't think, and I think that's what we're getting closer and closer to doing.
That just very surprising when it came out, and I believe the bids were $50,000, $55,000, and $57,500 for and maybe the people putting in those bids knew what each other's bids were, so they could be very, very competitive. But I thought if you really want the thing, you throw a $70,000 out there and say, hey, it's that important to us. We want to show you what we can do, and you roll the dice with that.
And attendance would be down. I think anybody that doesn't believe that is not being realistic, and I believe the reason attendance is down is flat out from the Lincoln perspective. The Lincoln schools and the kids will come out, not necessarily Omaha, but Lincoln will come out. And let's face it, all the C and D schools, all the schools in our listening area for the most part, if your school's going to state, the town is packing up and going, and it doesn't matter where it's at.
Well, I think that's exactly right. Douglas, before we let you get back to state wrestling, anything else on the docket down there?
Well, we got some great basketball that's coming up tonight, so hope everybody enjoys that here on ESPN, the Kearney Catholic Girls in Hershey, on Power 99, Minden in St. Paul, and on KHAS regular season action, Adams Central will be taking on Hastings High. The boys' sub-district pairings are out. There's some interesting things to look out there. Hastings College, Daddy, the men.
Unbelievable.
Well, Bobby Kemp didn't play last night because he had the flu. And they lose to a team that they shouldn't lose to, and what a difference the time makes. I guess maybe some of those schools they played early on weren't the greatest, but still, I don't care who you're playing, and to go 15-0 to start the season catches everybody's eye, and now they're struggling a little bit. And for the women, even though they win big, bad news. Apparently, Lindsay Ducey injuring her foot last night that could keep her out for the postseason. They're getting it looked at today, hoping that it's not broke.
Oh, okay. Well, you got anything to end on a good note? You got a poem or anything? We got some music, Derek.
Well, I had a poem and I didn't write it down. So let me see if I can stammer my way here. Ooh, Powerball's up to 86 million.
Wow.
Guess that means I didn't win last night. But here's what I guess I was looking back. Did they have wrestling at Bertrand when you were in high school?
Don't you remember the deal on the ceiling of the gym that said you'd just been pinned by a Viking?
Yes. Oh, well, I guess since I was never on my back in your Bertrand gym, I would never have seen that.
Fair enough.
How about the Jason Kidd? That's too bad. Devin George won't let him go there because he doesn't want to be traded to a cruddy team.
No, Douglas, I think that's a little bit of a misconception.
Daddy has been defending this trade all morning, Doug, and I've wanted to reach across and strangle him because of it.
Well, it's not that he does not want to go to New Jersey, and we would freely play for New Jersey, but because he's got this bird exemption in his contract, he would not make the same kind of money down the road that he would make staying with Dallas. And it's his agent saying, hey, this is in benefit. This rule is there for a reason. We can't sign off on this. He's going to get killed in salary down the road.
That's unbelievable.
Actually, Derek was kind enough. We found on the internet the bird exception. And I will it's just two short paragraphs. The Larry Bird exception allows teams to exceed the salary cap to re-sign their own free agents at an amount up to the maximum salary. To qualify as a bird free agent, a player must have played 3 seasons without being waived or changed teams as a free agent. The early bird exception allows teams to re-sign their own free agents for either 175% of his salary the previous season or the NBA's average salary, whichever is greater. Early bird contracts must be for at least 2 seasons, but can last no longer than 5. He is in his second year with the same team, so he qualifies for this.
Well, yeah, makes sense. Work it out, though.
Yeah, that's exactly. They're going to have to get another player in there if Jason Kidd is, in fact, to go and play for this team. By the way, it's All-Star Weekend in the NBA, Douglas. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty excited about that. That's unbelievable.
how many starters can you get?
How many starters can I name?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Boy, 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 boy. That's interesting. You got all 10 of them in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we got Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Carmelo Anthony.
Yes.
Did Allen Iverson make it?
Yes.
Okay. That's three of them. Then you've got Yao Ming.
Yes, sir.
There's four. God, they had some new guys this year. I know I'm missing somebody that's just unbelievably obvious here. Kobe.
Yes, sir.
Steve Nash.
No.
No. No, no, no. Okay. Oh, Stoudemire.
No.
Really? Okay, that's enough guessing.
Okay, after the Western Conference, you got four of them. You missed Tim Duncan.
Okay.
You only got one of the Eastern teams. You probably would have got LeBron had you thought about it a little bit more. Jason Kidd for the Nets, Kevin Garnett from the Celtics, and Dwight Howard from the Magic.
All right, can't wait. Guess I'll miss that, too.
Doug, enjoy Omaha.
I do have your poem here to leave you on Valentine's Day.
Okay, have fun at the Quest Center. We've got the music going.
Here's your final poem. I know, Daddy, that you wanted to wrestle and attain perfection, but you just couldn't get rid of your staph infection.
Douglas, have a good time in Omaha. Enjoy the downtown action.
Hey, talk to you tomorrow, and enjoy the ponies.
Hey, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, speaking of the ponies, we're going to be joined by Steve Anderson, Fauner Park track announcer, back after this Doug and Daddy Show.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
25th anniversary.
Happy birthday, Hooters.
Happy 25th. What started out as one little joint in Clearwater, Florida back in 1983 now spans the globe. Every month on the 25th, all year long, we're going to give away $25,000 to some very lucky customers at Hooters. To get all the details, just visit Hooters.com or get yourself down to your local Hooters today. Good luck. Don't spend it all in one place. Unless it's here at Hooters.
Some guys might get a little stressed out about Valentine's Day. Well, not me, my friend. I just go to Walmart. They have more of the Valentine's Day candy I need to make sure I'm covered. And the prices are unbelievable. So when she opens up her presents, I know she'll be thinking, you are good. Thanks, Walmart. Appreciate it.
Walmart makes it easy to get more for Valentine's Day, like 14.8-ounce Butterfinger hearts for $2.96 and a 6.5-ounce Dove Velvet Heart Box for just $12.94. This Valentine's Day, save money, live better. Walmart.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Carney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Carney Auto has a great selection of extra clean cars, SUVs, and pickups. Need a rental car? Take advantage this month of Carney Auto's special low rate of $19.95. Tax refund time is fast approaching. At Carney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here too. Stop in today or call for details at 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Not only does Lips Printing Service of Kearney have a wide variety of printing procedures, we also have a wide area that we provide service to. We come to you. We deliver to you. And our website is easy for you to use. No matter where you are located, Lips will provide the best in printing service. Visit our website at lipsprintzone.com or call us at 308-234-2319. Done right. On time, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
I'm waiting for Horatio to put the sunglasses on.
We won't get fooled again.
A little bit of the Who today. Good work on that, Derek.
Thank you.
Speaking of good work, why don't you head out and try the golf simulator at Prairie Hills Golf. Voted the best state-of-the-art simulator of 07. Measures ball tracking and swing speed. It tracks the ball, not the screen. Play either 9 or 18 holes, whatever you've got time for. Call for a tee time. Come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. See the new clubhouse and feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, 9 miles north of Menards on Highway 10. Folks, we've heard dozens of people that have been out to Prairie Hills and checked out this golf simulator. If you're not doing anything, you're looking for something to do, horse races are an option now. But they're not always an option with the weather so bad. Maybe they're not going to run this weekend. We're going to go check it out at Prairie Hills Golf. New clubhouse, a new feel. Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. Drink specials every day. A full bar ready for you. full bar ready for you and ready for you today at Prairie Hills Golf, 9 miles north of Menards on Highway 10.
It's about time to get out and start playing golf again here if this weather would just cooperate a little bit. But with the simulator, you don't even have to worry about the weather cooperating.
Derek, you wanted to go on a little bit of a rant after yesterday.
Oh, man. So I'm listening to the radio. You know all Roger Clemens things going on. And it's hard to believe either of them in the first place. I mean, you look at them, they're both obviously lying. So, but I hear Stephen A. Smith. Okay, Stephen A. Smith in the afternoon. Look at Roger Clemens. Everyone's trying to find a way for Roger Clemens out. Everyone's got an excuse for Roger Clemens. But Barry Bonds, everyone's their accuser. Barry Bonds, no one wants to let Barry Bonds off the hook. Like Stephen A. Smith, calm down. Calm down. Take a step back. Count to 10. Look at everything on it. Everyone is against Roger Clemens today, if you look at all the news reports. Stephen A. Smith is your typical angry rant on someone who thinks your angry black man rant on Barry Bonds. It's like, dude, everyone is not against Barry Bonds. The evidence is obvious against the man, and the evidence is starting to become obvious against Roger Clemens, too. The guy just needs to take a chill pill.
Wow, he's just wound too tight.
Yeah, that was my rant. I'm done now.
Appreciate it. We're going to go to the email and while we dial up Steve Anderson, Fauner Park track announcer. Tolkien says, I'm not a Clemens homer or a Yankee fan. I don't even like to watch baseball. But since I have no life, which is substantiated by listening to your show every day, but not today due to the congressional hearings, I watch the entire Roger McNamee circus. I am siding with the Rocket. The Andy Pettit deposition kept coming up, and Roger never wavered. I am assuming that you two are fairly close, and Daddy might actually look up to you, Doug, as far as journalism or broadcasting is concerned. With that said, if Daddy was taking something that he would be ashamed of, I believe he wouldn't tell you, such as Weight Watchers. That's an interesting deal. Yes, I would hide that from Douglas as well. I believe Roger on his remarks about Andy taking HGH. Why would you tell your good friend you are cheating, especially when you are trying to emulate that person? I agree with one representative. You told lie after lie after lie, and he didn't believe McNamee. Even though McNamee said under oath he didn't have a book or a movie deal in the works, the slimy guy has had it to be been contacted and dollar signs are ringing in his head. He's an unemployed trainer, which will more than likely have to get a real job and is going to cash in on this entire thing. It's a sad state of affairs that one icon in baseball is ran through the mud in front of millions of people and public opinion will determine his Hall of Fame future. This is baseball issue, not Congress. They did their part by getting sports to look at themselves. Now it's time to move on to government issues. I feel this is a sad day in our history in baseball. By the way, Bo is God, and Daddy and I are his disciples. Thanks for that email.
Yeah, that last sentence is definitely true for Daddy.
After we talk a little horse racing here, we'll get back to some random thoughts on Roger Clemens. You can listen to it all day long. It's kind of nice to take a break from it, actually. And really nice to take a break from it and visit with Steve Anderson, Fauner Park track announcer. Steve, how are you on this fine day?
Hey, Big Daddy. It's not just any other day as a newlywed that you well are now. It's Happy Valentine's Day. It's got to take a new special meaning for you, doesn't it?
Well, it is warm, and I'm lucky I got here on time this morning. There's so much making out going on, you know.
Hey, you know, you guys are all on the soapbox back there this morning. Some great content so far in your show. I don't know if I can hold up my end from this part of the country.
Well, I believe you'll do just fine. Exciting times again at Fauner Park as we get set for another racing season, Steve. You've got a lot of horses and perhaps one of the largest colony of jockeys you've had ever at Fauner Park.
You know, 10 days ago, I would have probably denied on both counts that we had any of the sort out here, but in my recollection, over the course of a lot of years, Tony, you know how long I've been over here in Grand Island, we've got, to date, 18 riders on the scene, and Dennis Collins, who's riding in the Gold Cup this weekend at Turf Paradise, who was a leading rider here last year, not only at Fauner Park, but at State Fair Park as well, returns next week, so that swells the colony, so to speak, to 19 riders. And I did an interview earlier this morning with Mike Ziegler, one of those old guard riders that's returned to the scene for the first time in a long time, and he says there's a real fight on just to get mounts. He got three on opening day, which comes up tomorrow, and I don't know if three pays the bills, that he says it can't get any worse than that.
That's certainly interesting. You mentioned the fields for tomorrow. You've got some full fields where the last couple of years we haven't had that on opening day.
No, you know, and again, the positive thing is they assure me there's 700 to 800 horses on the backside. We've got enough room back there to actually stable 1,100 plus. And when you take a look at opening weekend last year, we had 8 races for the first 3 days. They could not card a 9th or 10th race, and we never had more than 8 in a field last year, where tomorrow we've got 3 full fields, which 10 is the max, and they actually turned horses away in a couple of those races that entered. So, you know, there's a lot of positive things to talk about in terms of live thoroughbred horse racing on the local scene. And of course, you know, opening day, I equate it with like the opening game for Nebraska football season, or maybe opening day in Major League Baseball. Any way you cut it, there's a lot of excitement in the air, and people are ready to run their horses, and regardless of how cold it is outside, and maybe it's not very nice out there now, they're ready to run, and we are going to run all weekend long, and it should make for some great racing.
Steve, being the handicapping champion that you are, you followed Fawner Park in opening weekend several years in a row here. I'm going with two of my buddies in Bertrand, my good friend Troy Levine, and my buddy Lumpy that are coming down. They need all the help they can get. Anything that stands out with trainers on opening weekend down there?
Well, I was going through the card just before I hooked up with you this morning, and there's an interesting couple of horses in the 7th race tomorrow that are shipping in from Santa Anita. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I don't know if you're going to get much of a price on a horse that Kelly and Armando Martinez, they're a husband-wife combination. Kelly trains horses, Armando rides. But mark the 2-horse down in the 7th race called Another Brother. He's had 3 starts already this year alone at Santa Anita Racetrack. And he comes off that artificial turf that they've got out there called Cushion Track to try the regular dirt at Fawner Park. And they're only going 1/2 mile, but Another Brother looks like a real standout on the card. Surprisingly, in the same race, trainer Kim Verhuizen, our great basketball star from yesteryear, who's from Adams, Nebraska, ships in a horse who last raced at Del Mar that's running in the same race called Rio Tricky. So those 2 horses right there make the card, in my mind, pretty exciting. It might turn out to be a match race from some horses that got some real strong seasoning in Southern California.
Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fawner Park, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, from a horseman's perspective, horses that ship in like that, a lot of people go, well, they're hurt and they're trying to get them better. They're taking it easy against lesser competition. It's a whole different track, though. A lot of those horses don't really conform to the bull rink that is Fawner Park compared to a track like Del Mar or Santa Anita, correct?
Absolutely, and especially a horse that's got early speed, has been unsuccessful on a big mile racetrack, which all the major league tracks are. This might be the last resort in some respects for some of those horses who frequently ship back here to try a 5/8 mile track. Now, you said the absolute golden bad word about Fawner Park. The bull, what did you call it? I it's not even in my vocabulary. But at any rate, my point is that with these speed horses, when they have the real sharp turns and the short runs down the backside and the short home stretch, they get a clear early lead, they can run all day. For whatever reason, on the big mile tracks, they can run the exact same distance, but when they see that long old stretch and realize that they've still got 2/3 of the race to go, a lot of those horses' little hearts shrivel up to about the size of a nickel, and they just throw in the towel. So it's not uncommon. You see it happen a lot, and most of those horses are very, very successful when they come back to Nebraska.
Steve, as far as the whole meet overall, we've still got all the big races, the Budweiser, the Tondi, you know, on and on and on. When does the meet last till, and what concludes it?
We've got 12 weeks of racing, 35 days. Of course, we start tomorrow. Don't forget, our first race post time on Fridays is 2 o'clock. We go at 1:30 on Saturday and Sunday. It kind of crescendos to the Bossman race, which comes up the last weekend in April. And then we conclude things on Kentucky Derby Day, which is the first Saturday in May always. That'll be our final day here. And they tell me that the place is already a sellout in some respects for those last two Saturdays. If you're thinking about coming in for the weekend and you know and can plan that far ahead, I suggest that you call the Fauner Park offices if you'd like to reserve a table in the clubhouse or the turf club, because those are two huge days here. Historically, it's been that way for a long, long time. So, you know, we're pretty excited. This is our 55th year, Tony, for live thoroughbred horse racing, and I just turned 55. It's my fifth year calling the races, so number five in my mind, if you're a numbers player, could be really lucky this season. Yeah, that might be the best handicap and tip I can give you and your listeners.
I think you're right on that. Pick a number. Pick a number. It seems to go about as well as anything for me.
When you cash a ticket, Tony, and go to the window, they never ask you how you got it.
That's exactly
Don't ever forget that.
Unbelievable. Well, we'll see you and the fellas this weekend. I look forward to catching up with you throughout the meet. And thanks so much for the time, as always, Steve.
Tony, if you can stand the frozen tundra up on the roof, please join us. I always look forward to maybe you making another race call.
Well, I want to see if that one snow goose is out there with all those Canadians.
There were none this morning, so don't come with much anticipation.
All right, Steve. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park. Fauner Park Racing gets underway this weekend. 12 weeks, 35 days, all concludes on Kentucky Derby Saturday. Derek, we got to take a short break. When we come back.
Before we do, though, you know, you're talking about all this warm weather stuff, you know, golf and horse racing. And we have another sponsor that we'd like to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Curbit Incorporated. They want to tell you about some landscaping. It's never too early to start thinking about landscaping, Daddy, especially with summer just around the corner. And Curbit Incorporated, Matt and his guys can help you out with any kind of landscaping you need. Flower beds, tree edging, pathways, walkways, playgrounds, and sandboxes. They even do water runoff control and drainage. The stuff that they do can reduce your edging and trimming needs by 75%, Daddy.
You can give them a call today, 308-237-4805, 237-4805, or www.curbit.net. Get more information about how they can help you and your landscaping needs, and we certainly do welcome them, residential or commercial. Call for a free estimate, bringing life to landscapes, Curbit Inc. Thanks so much, guys, for joining the Doug and Daddy Show. Back after this with more.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
If you know a college student in his or her second or third year and who will graduate with a degree leading to a career in radio broadcasting or music, here is news of a scholarship award from your ESPN Superstation. As a member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank, we want to give one college student $7,500. To win, you must contact us by emailing generalmanager@ESPNSuperstation.com or go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, to download a PDF of the application. The deadline for receipt of applications is February 29, 2008. The scholarship will go to one student who is now attending a U.S. college or university and must seek a degree in radio broadcast-related programs, such as mass media, communications, journalism, advertising, or music. This is only for students currently attending college and in at least their second year. Contact us immediately for an application for the $7,500 scholarship. Email generalmanager@ESPNSuperstation.com or log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Award made possible by CSAC, representing songwriters, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, and the Idea Bank.
Everyone at Pathway Bank knows the talented Centura Lady Centurions basketball team displays an enormous amount of skill and team unity every time they take to the court. Good luck at sub-district, ladies. From Pathway Bank in Caro, building on a tradition where knowing you counts. Member FDIC. Red Lobster Restaurant proudly supports the Kearney Catholic Stars girls basketball team at sub-district. These girls are great athletes and inspire everyone who sees them on and off the court. Everyone will be cheering for you. Red Lobster Restaurant, 121 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Come see what's fresh today.
NASCAR is back, bringing racing fans a full tank of the same excitement. Same speed, same teamwork, same intensity, same rubbing, same great racing. Only now, there's a brand new sponsor. Nationwide Insurance, proud sponsor of the NASCAR Nationwide Series. Driving and insurance just made sense. Life comes at you fast.
I'm Ryan Howard, and this is Practice Pop-Ins.
Heard you guys were getting ready for the season, so I snagged some Adidas gear from Dick's Sporting Goods. You want some?
Yeah.
Who's the 12? Where's the lefty? School of my workout with you guys today?
You guys kind of surprised?
Yeah. Who wants to be a star?
Let's make it happen.
There you go.
Boy.
Everyone hits cleanup. One thing I learned in college, on a low pitch, that you want to try and swing down to get it to go up. You notice like a game of opposites.
I'm Ryan Howard. Check out the exclusive Adidas baseball gear only at Dick's Sporting Goods.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, wrapping things up on a chilly Thursday here. I want to thank Steve Anderson, Funner Park Track Announcer, for joining us, and Doug Duda, live from the Quest Center at State Wrestling in Omaha. Just a few random thoughts I wrote down about the Clemens-McNamee deal. And I think Colin Cowherd this morning, usually I enjoy listening to him, but to say Clemens is worth $150 million and he's going to bully in McNamee, he can lie. It's okay for him to lie because he's a police officer and a failed trainer. That's really not an argument. I think both of them, I know Clemens' argument.
They're lying through their teeth.
Well, Clemens' argument's got some real problems, but McNamee is an absolute disaster when that guy talks. And now they got a whole deal full of lies. I mean, if you get even one of these guys on a witness stand, let some attorney start in on them, the whole deal is going to be chopped up in a million pieces. And maybe Dan Burton from Indiana is a schmuck, but go down the list. There wasn't three of those representatives that could have been hired as principal and got four juniors to admit they got caught with beer on Saturday night.
Yeah. How about the guy who's like, gee whiz, gee whiz, you guys are lying.
Roger Clemens' wife gets a shot of this growth hormone in his bedroom by his trainer, and he knows nothing about it.
And he does. And then she's having circulation problems, and he doesn't call anybody or research or anything. There's just so many holes in both their stories. It's unreal.
Hey, honey, drop your pants. I'm going to give you a shot in your bedroom with your husband. Roger doesn't know about it. By the way, Derek, before we get out of here, and we're going to hit more on this tomorrow, if you look at Nebraska's football schedule, look up ESPN.com, click on college football, you can go find a story wrote by Mark Schlabaugh. They've released the 2008 preseason schedule as this one-man season. Nebraska, they play five teams, people, in the top 15.
Wow.
Five teams on the Huskers' schedule. Oklahoma Sooners at Norman on 11-1. The Missouri Tigers 10-4. Virginia Tech at home on 9-27. Texas Tech Red Raiders at Lubbock on October 11th. And number 15, the Kansas Jayhawks at home on 11-08. The Kansas Jayhawks, 9 returning starters on defense. So that's an interesting look at. We'll delve into that a little bit more tomorrow and talk about what team's got coming back. We want to thank Steve Anderson, Funner Park track announcer, along with our very own Doug Duda, live from the Quest Center State Wrestling. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!